Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Monahan, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Monahan now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/Monahan.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production, available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Each week when you join me on Podcast One, we are going to chase down our goals, overcome adversity, and set you up for a better tomorrow. Come on this journey with me. And welcome back to Creating Confidence. I'm so grateful that you joined me yet again this week. So this is interesting. I just got back from the West Coast, and as soon as I got back to Miami, I had a text message from an old friend of mine in New York who had a great opportunity for a big interview for me and a couple of meetings he asked me to attend. And I just said, yes, yes, and I'll figure it out. And I'll tell you, in business, this has definitely been one of the ways that I've been able to get ahead. No matter what city I go to, I really spend the extra time spending time with people, not just going to the meeting and running back to my hotel or running back to the gym. I always kind of immerse myself in the cities that I go to with those people because those relationships pay huge dividends, like my friend Steve texting me and saying, hey, I've got a big opportunity. You were the first person I thought of. If you can get here, this is yours. And it was such a great reminder to me that when we invest in people, when we go to different cities, go to different places, they remember us and they show up for us. And that's a pretty exciting thing. And it just also reminds me, you never know what the day holds ahead. I did not hesitate. I just said, yes, and I'll figure it out. It reminded me of the Laura Gassner interview with her book Limitless, where she texted me a day before and said, hey, I can be in Miami in the morning. Do you want to come to a party with me on a yacht and we do the show? And I said, yes. And she said, yes, let's just do it. And she said, we'll figure out the details later. And we did. So some of those best moments come when things are not prepared, but really just jumping into knowing that putting yourself in the space of good people and opportunity creates momentum, which creates more opportunity, which opens doors, which you are opening. You know, it's about taking those chances and figuring out the details later. Thankfully, my ex-husband was willing to work out changing nights and make it happen so that my son was taken care of. I will miss his basketball game tonight, which stinks, but you know, in the end, I explained to him, I let him know, mommy's got a big opportunity and this is something really positive for all of us, for my business, and I've got to go after it. And he's definitely seeing through the action steps I take with my work, what it takes to get ahead, what it takes to build your own company. He's seen it since day one. So I got a phone call from a friend of mine, a good friend of mine, who I worked with actually for a decade. And he had gone for an opportunity for a big CEO position, and he had just heard he didn't get it, and he was livid. He was highly emotional, and obviously there's no room for emotion in business. So when I talked to him on the phone, I said, hang on, you got to calm down. First of all, I remember when I went for chief revenue officer, I had the job before it was ever posted. Any poor person that interviewed for that job never had a shot. I already had it done. Typically at very high levels in companies, when jobs of that, the C-suite level are posted, it's just to follow the process that legally you need to go through, but they probably already have their selection 90% of the time. He said, no, that's not the case in this one. And he was so angry. And he finally said to me, I can't get over this. I can't get beyond this. This was the job for me. There isn't another one. And what I explained to him and what I want to share with you is I get what that feels like because that's how I felt back to in almost 2.5 years ago when I got fired after 14 years at the same company. I was a chief revenue officer. I was fired. I remember that day feeling, what, you know, what next? I've lost everything. And I had no idea what laid ahead of me. But here's the smartest thing that I did was I started seeing it as redirected, not rejected. And I actually have a chapter in my book, Confidence Creator, about this. You know, once I started seeing it that way, I started opening my mind to the possibilities that could be in front of me. Now, the possibilities were massive, right? My book, my speaking career, the podcast you're listening to right now, my TED Talk, you know, my course that came out. I've had so many phenomenal opportunities that have appeared that I didn't know were coming. And it's because I was redirected, not rejected. I shared that with him. And he said, well, yeah, that's fine for you, but not for me. And he was so emotional. And listen, I get it. Sometimes it takes a little bit of time. It definitely took me more than 24 hours to process things and feel heard and feel emotion. But the more space that you give yourself away from that moment of pain and hurt, the more you can start seeing things clearly. And when you can do that, you can really start opening your mind to what amazing possibility could be ahead. So please choose to see it as redirected, not rejected. I did finally get my friend's attention when I said, okay, I'm going to have to bottom line you on this one. You have two small children. Think about the example you're setting. You are teaching them that when bad things happen to them that they didn't quote unquote want, that's going to happen all the time, right? To all of us, it happens. That they need to throw a pity party for themselves, get highly emotional, and stay stuck in the past and stay stuck in what happened to them instead of thinking about being redirected down a new path. Besides the fact, if these people didn't want you, you don't want to be with them. You know, that's another key note. You want to be around people that want to work with you, that want to be with you, that pick you, that choose you, because then they're going to support you, collaborate with you, respect you. Those things aren't going to happen if they don't want to pick you to begin with, right? So that's a gift. Those are not your people. We're going to move on and find your people. So back to his kids, I said, you know, wouldn't you agree that a better approach would be to show them how they can handle things when negative things happen to them, when they don't get what they want, a better way to handle it, about redirecting and heading a different direction, being optimistic and hopeful about it and seeing what they can create. And I think that did end up getting his attention. And I heard from him the next day. He sent me a note. I'm listening to your podcast in the gym. So two things, he's working out, which is, you know, when we move our body, we can change our mindset. And number two, he's listening to information that could impact him in a positive way, choices that we all have every day. So I thought that was so cool. And I was so proud of him. So glad to hear it. So, you know, I'll tell you, I have gotten a few calls this week and a number of texts with different problems people are running into. But before I get into the next one, I had to ask you a question. Do you own or rent your own home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. Yeah. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. Okay, so once you save that money for you, I wanted to share another story. Okay, another good friend of mine, someone who I've only known really for the past year and a half, explained to me about a year ago that he was unhappy at work. He felt he wasn't supported by the people he worked with. He felt that he was slighted because of his skin color, his choices, basically being bullied in, you know, essentially at work and treated differently because of who he was. Well, that's obviously not a good situation for anyone. And I had suggested to him, listen, I think that what you need to do is update your resume, start making some calls. Let's take some action steps to get you out of here. Because if you're surrounded in an environment where that's tolerated, number one, that is BS and not acceptable. But number two, you want to be with people that pick you. You want to work with people that lift you up, challenge you to grow, encourage you, and cheer you on. And it doesn't sound like that's happening. He agreed. Fast forward to now. I got a call from him this week, and he said, Heather, I've got some bad news. I said, what is it? He said, things are getting worse at work. They're putting more work on my plate, treating me worse. Here's the thing. I should have left a year ago when I had this conversation with you. And what I said to him was, okay, so you didn't leave a year ago. There's no use beating ourselves up about that now. Here we are today. When is the next best time to leave? And he said, well, I guess today. So that's the thing. So when we get that clarity, I should have done this a year ago. I should have gone on the diet a year ago. I should have, you know, switched careers a year ago. For me, I look at my life and think I should have switched careers 10 years ago. So having that knowledge is helpful because it helps us make better decisions today. We can't use that information to beat us up about yesterday. That's gone. But when we apply it to today, a great exercise to do is to say, okay, if he didn't leave the job a year ago, what's the next best thing to do now? Leave now. Now let's look forward a year. If in 1 year you haven't left, do you think you'll be happy with your decision? No, we know that. So if you leave today, is it going to be hard starting over anew? Is it scary? Is it, you know, the unknown? Yes, yes, and yes. However, will we be happy? We took a chance on ourselves, rolled the dice and tried something different if we're not happy where we are. And the answer was yes. So he is taking the action steps to update the resume, have the conversations and get himself out of that really negative situation, which has gotten worse. And I will tell you, in any work situation, when you start seeing that downward spiral where people aren't respecting you, aren't following up and communicating with you, you can feel it. You know it. I think everybody's been there at some point in time. That is a clear indicator that you need to have a direct conversation to see if it can be handled and resolved. And if you have that direct conversation and you're not seeing improvement, you're not seeing the follow-up, it may be that sign that, let me think about this. I don't feel so good coming to work anymore. I don't feel so good in this environment. I don't feel like I'm being chosen and supported. I'd like to be somewhere where people pick me. So, you know, that all goes back to being our confident best selves, listening to our inner voice, journaling, taking time to think about what we're doing instead of just going through the motions. And that's really key. I did that for a very long time. I used to call it, I keep my head down and get my work done, which I was putting limitations on my vision for business, my vision for my future, and my vision for myself. These days, my vision is so much bigger. When I, to the outside world, it could look like I've been rejected. I've been redirected to so much opportunity, and I'm able to breathe through challenges, keep myself calm and centered, knowing that I bet on me. And I'll tell you, when I interviewed Gary Vaynerchuk, he said the most powerful thing to me. It really impacted me. He said, Heather, when you went to that woman's office and she fired you, that's a micro negative moment, you know, a small moment, a small headache, meaning you're walking in there, you know, this isn't going to be pretty. It hurts emotionally. You're sad. You know, you're scared about what's next. But that's just for a moment. That's a quick moment. He said macro, and I like this micro versus macro pivot. Macro, you're beyond capable, talented person. Macro, you're going to be fine. Macro, you're going to lead your life to a better and new direction. So I really like applying that micro versus macro. In any short moment, you know, for my friend that looks like he's going to go in and leave that job, not knowing where he's going, that's a micro headache, right? It's going to be a lot of activity, extra effort, trying to find a new job, updating the resume, making calls, micro challenge. Versus that macro new life positivity and opportunity that is out there for him that he's just got to go find. And it really starts with believing in yourself. So I totally appreciate Gary Vaynerchuk for giving me that insight. It was so, so good. So other great insight for you. If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business. And that is what NetSuite by Oracle has set out to solve. Because most companies don't have a clear picture of their finances. And that's why so many businesses fail. The question for any business owner out there is, are you confident that you've got the right numbers at your fingertips? It's such a good question. So serious entrepreneurs and finance teams run on NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite offers a full picture of all your finances all in one place in real time, right from your phone or your desktop. No more guessing, no more worry that you don't know, because that could really kill your company. That's why NetSuite customers grow 3 times faster than the S&P 500, and you can too. And I will tell you personally, in corporate America, when we had poor systems in place, it created a domino effect that was so negative, and then the answer was implement cuts, implement fire people. You know, that was always the answer in corporate America. And that all stemmed from slow processing of information and or bad information. But today it's no different in my own business. I've got to know exactly. I have so many different revenue streams, whether it be book sales, whether it be podcasts, whether it be speaking engagements, whether it be brand sponsorships, so many different things happening at all times. If I'm not getting updated numbers on those streams, I can't make good decisions on investing in me. And we all need to have this information in order to set ourselves up to succeed. It shouldn't just be revenue increases that move us forward. It should be knowledge of the entire picture so we can make better decisions and move business forward. Schedule your free demo right now and receive their free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits at netsuite.com/confidence. Set up your free demo and get your free guide today at netsuite.com/confidence. netsuite.com/confidence. I love our sponsor at NetSuite. And while we're talking about businesses failing, we've got to talk about debt. And I'll tell you, this was one of the hard things for me when I went to work for myself, because I just pulled out that Amex. I had to make investments in myself. I needed to purchase software, equipment. I needed to, you know, I had to pay for photography for my brand investment. I had to hire people to do work for me on my website. I had to hire people for my YouTube channel. You know, I had to invest in many different ways, in presentations and decks and pitches that I was working on. And there was a lot of cost. And I'm not going to fool you. I hit the Amex up hard and I have not paid it off fully. So I need to hear this support as much as you do. If you're carrying revolving debt, that means you're not paying off your credit card every month. Ding, ding, ding. And could be paying thousands in interest every year that you don't have to. With Lending Club, you can consolidate your debt or pay off credit cards with one fixed monthly payment. Since 2007, Lending Club has helped millions of people regain control of their finances with affordable, fixed-rate personal loans. No trips to a bank, no high-interest credit cards. Just go to LendingClub.com, tell them about yourself and how much you want to borrow. Pick the terms that are right for you. And if you're approved, your loan is automatically deposited into your bank account in as little as a few days. Lending Club is the number one peer-to-peer lending platform with over $35 billion, with a B, in loans issued. Go to LendingClub.com/Monahan. Check your rate in minutes and borrow up to $40,000. That's LendingClub.com/Monahan. LendingClub.com/Monahan. All loans made by WebBank member FDIC equal housing lender. And again, it's LendingClub.com/Monahan. And Monahan is M-O-N-A-H-A-N. Ooh, we got you on that one today. Okay, so I'm so excited for my trip to New York. I can't wait to tell you all about it next week and how everything went. And I'm really excited for you to meet my guest this week. She's an amazing woman, business rock star, killing it. She's younger than me and her net worth is off the charts. And she's going to really dig deep and share a lot of insight into her life, her success. And she's just got a great vibe. You know, those people that you meet that you say, this is my kind of person, great energy, upbeat. That's exactly how Sarah made me feel. And I'm so excited for you to meet her. Please, this week and today, while you're out there working and going through life, be sure to check in and see what kind of energy you're getting from people, because I have made very clear and decisive decisions on dropping people with negative energy, people that drain my energy, and instead choosing people like Sarah that really lift me up, that I get excited to be around. And I hope you're doing the same. Hold tight. We're going to be right back.
It's the greatest time of the year in sports. NFL, college football, MLB, NBA, and NHL. What else can a sports fan ask for? All the action you want is every day at one place and one place only. BetOnline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at BetOnline.ag. Use promo code PODCAST1 for your 50% off welcome bonus. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on all this incredible action at BetOnline.ag. That's betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Okay, welcome back. I'm so excited to be with the woman with the best lips, the lip expert, Sarah Happ. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I'm so happy to be here. You have the best lips. I have lip envy of you.
Oh, my God. Well, because I'm using your lip products.
Oh, stop it. I have lip envy.
Legit, when I found out that, and I, because I also am very much into due diligence on anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I should put a cap on that. But for most things, I really want to understand people who I'm going to meet and interview. You know, I want to know all about them. So I was like, on Amazon right away, because I'm an Amazon girl. I hope that is okay.
Oh, my gosh.
And I told you the lip slip. No, the nighttime one. Not
Dream
the
rip. Slip.
That's my favorite one.
It's my favorite one, too. And you're not supposed to have a favorite one, but I do. Dream slip.
That's mine.
Yeah, same.
It's so good.
Same.
All right, so I want to get into some good things here, and I appreciate you being willing to open up. And it's kind of cool because we just interviewed Allie Webb, and I mentioned to you when I met you, and I had seen, I was stalking you on Insta, on your personal page, and I saw Allie was showing up, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is a little uncanny. They must be friends. So I mentioned to you, and you're like, yeah, we're besties.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one of the reasons... Well, obviously, Allie, like you, has achieved tremendous success in business. However, I also like the fact she was willing to show the juxtapose around challenges in personal life.
Yeah, I love that word, first of all. It's a great word. But
yeah,
it's true.
I've got a few big ones I can drop on you.
Juxtapose is great. I think her and I are very good friends. And I think one of the things that has brought us together in the last few years, even closer than we were, has been like our... struggles, failures, divorce, you know, co-parenting, anxiety, just stuff that we both have gone through. That's just a product of life that so many people go through. And you don't see that in Allure magazine or with Allie. You don't see that when you walk into Dry Bar. But I think some of the most creative people who create the coolest stuff or who do the coolest stuff have gotten there with some fight in them.
Major.
You know?
Major failures.
Yeah, major,
major
failures.
Dark times.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, people definitely. And it's kind of crazy to me. One of my darkest times in the last decade was getting fired 2 years ago. And I'll tell you, I feel like I talk about it ad nauseum.
Yeah.
But I posted about it yesterday, and all these people on my Instagram were like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that happened to you.
Yes.
And it's so funny that even though you feel like you're being so transparent as an entrepreneur and showing these other sides,
Sometimes
people just don't even notice it.
No, or they just look at the pictures and they don't read the caption, and you're like, oh my gosh, total fail. Or they look at you and they might see this podcast and they might think that you have all the answers because you've always had all the answers.
Right.
Like, no, you created this because you've had some stuff, you know, and like we're all looking for help and the answers. And yes, life is hard. And it's what Glennon Doyle is one of my favorites. And she always calls life brutal. It's brutal and beautiful.
Oh, I like that.
I like that.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. So tell us about your brutal start into launching this company. How did that even come to be?
Yeah. So I wasn't fired, but I probably should have been, from a company called ESPN. They do sports.
Familiar.
Yeah. And I started my career there after college at USC, right here in LA.
When I started podcasting, an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. Now I'm selling my group coaching on the regular, and it is just so easy, all because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soaps or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. I didn't know what I was going to do when I got fired. Launching my own business seemed so intimidating. I didn't know how to set up a website, and I really didn't need to. Shopify does it all for you, and they make it so easy. It was that breakthrough moment for me that I realized I can do this. I can go to work for myself thanks to Shopify.
What I love about Shopify is you don't need to have all this technology information ready to, you don't need to know how to plan and run things. You just need to go to the platform, turn it on, and know what you're selling, and Shopify is going to help you figure out the rest. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries, including your girl right here. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way, because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Monahan, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Monahan now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Monahan. No matter what stage you're at, they're going to make it easy. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. And I love that. Okay, I need to let you know. Quince sent me the super soft fleece zip-up hoodie to try it out. And I want you to know this. This is fact. I loved it so much that I bought the same thing, super soft fleece zip-up hoodie in light blue, navy blue, gray with matching joggers. And I just ordered all the shorts too for spring and summer. This is the softest material I have ever owned. My son came up to me and said, "Mom, you look so pretty." I'm literally in a zip-up hoodie outfit, and my son loved it. It is the softest thing in the world. You will thank me once you order yours. The product is incredible. The fit is incredible. I literally bought it in every color. The best. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/confidence for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/confidence to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/confidence. Thank me later.
And so I went and I worked at ESPN in Connecticut. And I felt so out of place. I felt like I couldn't be a girl. If you guys could see Heather right now, she's like beautiful, blonde. Like I have messy bun getting it done today. But I didn't feel okay showing up at work with like a blowout and lipstick and all the heels,
right,
you know.
I get it.
And I always say I was like
the one guy that stuck out as different from everybody else.
Yes.
If you walk in there looking really glam.
I did. Yeah. So I really felt like I had to dumb that down. And this was, you know, 16 years ago.
Sure.
So times are changing, thankfully. But I say that I was inspired by how uninspired I was. I'd go to work every day and be like, God damn, like these people love what they do. I just do what I do, you know? And it was hard. So
and you were reporting back then on sports.
I wasn't. I don't know where that is everywhere. And I think that's great, but I'm not. I was not a reporter. I worked in marketing.
Okay.
But what I loved was beauty. That's what I loved. And I loved girl magazines. I loved Allure and InStyle.
You were ESPN.
I know. It's what I studied in college. I did study broadcast journalism. So I thought that I wanted to like be a journalist. But
were you
like,
doing that because people told you you should do that?
I was doing it because it was a killer job. Like you know, you get this job in 2001 from this gigantic company and you take it. You don't pass that up and say like, no, I really want to be like a beauty writer. You know? So right. I took a great job, but I didn't love it. It was the right thing to do. I did it for 3 years. But what I loved at night was I would go home and I would like dip tea candles and have 15 different bath products in my bathtub and soak and read Allure. And that led to, and by the way, being like really depressed at my job, like going to work every day and being like, oh my God, I'll pull my hair back in a bun and I'll wear a fucking suit. Can I swear?
We'll bleep you out. Don't worry.
Okay. I'll wear a suit, you know, but that doesn't actually feel like me. And so I did that, but I kept reading while I was taking these baths. Beauty editors write, exfoliate your lips with a washcloth or a toothbrush. And I was like, there is a scrub for every part of my body. How is there not a lip scrub? all I want is a scrub for my lips. The way when I get a mani-pedi, they scrub my hands and feet. They have face scrubs, body scrubs. Like, you know, Allie just put out a scalp scrub. You know, like,
so
there are scrubs for everything.
In the marketplace.
Yes.
Even though it seemed very simple and obvious.
So obvious. There were none. Google returned no results 16 years ago. So I was like, I'm going to go to my kitchen. And if you asked my girls here today, they know nothing happens in my kitchen. They were over yesterday. And I was like, you guys can make tea in the kitchen. There is no food. So I went to my kitchen and I made the lip scrub in my kitchen with sugar and essential oils. And I began using it. And I was obsessed with it because it cured chapped lips. It just, I had no more chapped lips and my lips looked like beautiful. And I was like, this is ridiculous. And I had it in Tupperware. It's still in our office today. It's like these six little lip scrubs in Tupperware. And I brought it out to a few stores here in LA, really tiny stores. And Reese Witherspoon went into one of them. Bless her heart. And she bought everything they had. And then she let us use her name in People magazine. So this was 2006 now. And a hit in People magazine back then. Think like pre-social media, right? Like
massive.
Pre-Facebook. A hit in People magazine with Reese Witherspoon's picture crashed my website. My tiny website that like only my mom and my sisters bought from. You know, like my
amazing.
Little cute website. And so I had to walk into ESPN like that weekend and tell my boss, like, I did this. This happened. And she goes, oh, I was reading that People on the plane. And I was like, there's another Sarah Happ out there and she's going to be rich. I was like, I don't know about that, but I'm her. So, yeah, I left and I.
Were you scared?
No, I was so fired up. I mean, I call it like a beautiful disaster. It was awful because I didn't realize it was going to take off as big as it did, as fast as it did. But I wanted it to.
Sure.
Like I was gunning for it. And I'd been doing a lot of like work behind the scenes, like finding a lab and no labs would work with me because I was like a girl and not a company. And I had this idea and it didn't exist. So no one wanted to make it. And I was like, that's why we should make it. But no one really wanted to listen to that. They were like, well, we'll make you a lip gloss. And I'm like, yeah, I have 50 lip glosses.
How did you convince someone?
You know what I did? I pulled the girl card and I told this guy who ran development at a lab. I said, okay, take it home to your wife. Bring it to the soccer moms this weekend.
Brilliant.
And if they don't like it, don't call me back. And he called me Monday and he was like, Sarah, I have like 12 moms at soccer who all want this shit, so I have to figure out how to make it. And I was like, let's do this dance.
And that was it.
That was it.
Oh, my gosh. That was amazing.
That
and
was it.
How did you start getting into stores and ending up on QVC? How did that
progress? So that was a slow and steady thing. We started with indie boutiques. So think of like a tiny store at the Brentwood Country Mart here in LA or a tiny store in downtown wherever you live, right? Like a female-owned boutique. And then those are still like our bread and butter today. I still love the indies. Like there's one in my hometown that's just beautiful. And, you know, they're all usually they really are female owned. And we love those stores. And then, you know, we got into Nordstrom. I got into Nordstrom by kind of stalking the buyer in 2008 or 9 or something. And then Blue Mercury and
just sending a ton of product.
Sending out a product. And she was like, I love this product. But there's another lip scrub on the market right now. She's like, that I know knocked you off, that we carry. And I'm like, okay, take that into your boss's office. And if she doesn't think our lip scrub is as good as what's on your shelf that is a knockoff of ours, then tell me no.
So another larger brand essentially imitated on some level your product.
Yeah.
And now you are getting bumped out because of that.
Yeah. Yeah. So this woman, Cece, she's still our buyer today. Cece King, shout out to her. She's our buyer at Nordstrom in Seattle today. She brought it into her office, her boss's office. And she's like, listen, here's the original lip scrub. This is this girl named Sarah who won't stop emailing me. And here's the one we carry. Tell me which one you like better. And her boss was like, done. Bring it in. So that was it. Right.
But persistence obviously was the key and your product being superior. I mean, those two elements were necessary.
Thank you. Yes. Yes. Our product really does work. But persistence, I mean, now we're on QVC. It's amazing. We're in Nordstrom. We're like all over the place. We're in Ulta, you know, which is bananas. But like we still have hurdles and we still get told no or we lose out on stuff that's tough. Like it's not all winning.
Right. Of course, it's not all winning. Is it scary each time you go to push to get on QVC to launch a brand on QVC?
No. QVC is fun to me. It feels like playtime. it doesn't ever feel like work. It just feels like, well, at 3 a.m, it feels like work for sure. But no, I can't even believe that I get up in front of like millions of people and talk about this stuff that I love so much. It just feels like playtime.
That's amazing,
you know?
To me.
But again, there are times we go on and we sell out, and then there are times we go on and like we don't. And then you're like, shoot.
Is there pressure Ooh. Then? Oh my yes. gosh, I'm going to lose my spot. I won't be able to come back again.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. Someone called it a, we were with a bunch of beauty people a few months ago, and someone called it a dog fight. And I was like, I don't think about it like that. I don't care about the competition. I think there's room for everybody, and I'm going to get up there every time and sell as well as I can. It's the same way I approach all of our retail, right? Like, we're going to keep putting out the best product that we are all obsessed with, that we love, that our customers are asking for, or that we really want because we know it doesn't exist. And may the best brand keep going.
Right.
Not win, just keep going.
So I'm so incredibly interested in on how the process in which you went through to get on, because as I mentioned to you off air, back a year and a half ago, after I got fired, Perry
yeah.
Ellis approached
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
And they wanted me to be a brand spokesperson for them. We met. They wanted me to take the brand and make it a live brand and go on to QVC, HSN, whichever one, and
yeah.
really tell the story of the brand and empower women.
Yeah.
So we went through all the meetings, all the work. It took, I mean, dealing with a $1 billion company like that, they're very slow to move.
Yes.
As all large companies, you know, or yeah. traditional companies are very slow to move.
Yeah.
It took almost a year to build the deck. We got the deck done, went to the pitch, and they said, Heather, we love you. We get why you. This product line looks like another product we already have on market. We're not going to knock an existing vendor off air to bring a new vendor on. So leave and come up with a new product or no. So
oh
that was
a
real fail for us. Then I interviewed Kim Gravel, who's
yeah,
on QVC.
Yeah.
And so after we interviewed, she said, listen, you need to have your own line on QVC.
Yeah.
And I said, oh my gosh, let me tell you a story. She said, no, forget all that. Don't partner with someone
no.
else. Do your own line. Right. So then we
yeah.
were working on that. Then the holidays hit and, you know, everything goes dark. There's like all, I guess my point to this is, it's interesting when you're new into a space.
Yeah.
If you don't have the contacts and people don't know you by name,
yeah.
it's not always easy, even when you get contacts, to just say, okay, listen, don't worry. I'll sell this thing out and it'll be great. You know, it's
yeah.
hard to put those pieces together. So how did you put that together for you to get your product on there?
Oh, yeah. First of all, you'd be great on QVC. Like, would you like to go on for me? Probably so better
like
than I do.
At 3 a.m.
No, just anytime. That would be great. So it is hard. But I think this is where I've learned this. You hire smarter and you hire people that know more than you do. You hire higher. Like, higher up. So we brought on, actually, Allie is pivotal to this story because she, a lot of people approach you and say, like, we can get you on QVC. And
oh,
you know,
yeah. I've had that happen to me.
Oh,
right.
My God.
Right. And it just costs a small fee of.
Yeah. Oh, God. So gross. But like, so a lot of people have, you know, approached us for years. And this girl, Sarah Schaefer, she's our agent now. And she had reached out to us, and I had like my head of sales, like, vet her. And Shannon, who works with me, really liked her. And I just had too much on my plate and I didn't get back to anybody. And then Allie is repped by Sarah too, but I didn't know that. So Allie was at QVC with Sarah, and she's like, idiot, why don't you text my friend Sarah back? Like, she's so good and she wants to bring on your brand. And I was like, oh, thanks, babe. So
that was all you needed.
That was the endorsement, though, that I needed.
Right.
Was someone who I trusted and loved saying, no, really, this girl knows what she's doing. She's not bullshit. She's not like trying to sell you like a false bill of goods.
Yeah,
so.
But once you've been burned or see that
yes.
some people are slimy, and you can
yes.
just tell, and I completely concur with you on that. It is interesting to imagine how many missed opportunities there are for you or for me in business, because we say, yeah. oh, that person can't be for real.
That can't be real. I know. I think it's also just like when you sit down with people, right, and you look them in the eye and
you
meet them, you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's worth taking the risk and sometimes it's just not. But no, we have great representation there, and she fights a lot of fights for us, and we ask for the moon and the sky and the stars, and sometimes we get, you know, the moon.
Yeah, but, you know, I was reminded of that yesterday in the same meeting I was telling you about when the founder of Podcast One said to me, we have 300 shows. If you're not squeaking, you're not going to get. And you need to be ringing that bell all the time.
Yeah.
And it's funny. My whole past is based on sales, and that's what I do. However, I'm new as a podcaster. So there's some element, obviously, within me that isn't applying my regular aggressive nature.
Right.
Because I'm feeling a little, oh, well, I'm the new guy. I should probably peel back a little. You know what I'm saying? So it's interesting when you put yourself in a new arena, it's good that you had that expert to say, oh no, this is what we're going to go for and this is what we'll ask.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when we're left to our own decisions in a new environment, we might think, well, I don't want to piss anyone off yet.
Right. I want to stay friends. I want to know my place. I want to earn my place.
I want to learn this. Right. I want to earn it. Right.
Yeah, I want to earn it. You know what? But here's the deal, Heather. You've earned it by just getting into the studio to begin with. They don't give this studio. I mean, you guys were, for those of you listening, like, we're at like the best studio in LA. Like, you didn't get here because they like did you a favor. You got here. So now fight for it.
But it is interesting that occasionally you can forget, even though you know that all day long in the thick of things.
Yeah.
In the moment where you're like, ah, maybe I should make a phone call. Ah, maybe I'll wait a couple more months so I have a little more time under my belt.
Yeah.
That's what was running through my head.
Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things I've heard, you've probably heard this too, like, don't let perfect be the enemy of good. So you might, your best day or your worst day is probably some people's best day. So like, if you feel like, oh, I just need to get a little bit better at this and then I'm going to push hard for the time or I'm going to push this hard for what I actually want. You're probably already there because you're probably really hard on yourself.
Totally. No, I think that's such a great observation. And the bottom line is just keep pushing.
Push.
Keep squeaking. And you've got to keep, like you said, you ask for the sun, the moon, and the stars, and then you end up getting
ask for more than you need or want, always, because I think everything is like life is a negotiation.
It's so true.
Everything.
So how did your work, how was it affected by this time when you were going through the divorce and dealing with this anxiety? How did that impact everything for you?
Woo, not well. But here's what it did. So anxiety has been a part of my life for a really long time. And I think some of the most talented and creative people that I know have struggled with that as well. I think mental illness is something I would just like to really destigmatize. It doesn't mean you're broken. It means that it's no different than having like a broken leg, you know, that you're fixing.
It's an ailment.
It's part of like the human condition, right? So that was a really big part of my life. But I also think it fueled me to be like a really good entrepreneur because I just worked really, really, really hard, you know, because I was afraid of like failing and I was afraid of like a lot of stuff. And then during my divorce attorney is actually Laura Wasser, who is, I mean.
She had a show here.
Yeah, she did. She's the greatest. And she looked me in the eye one day and she was like, forget all the money, forget everything. She's like, let's just get this done. And you take your company and you go to work. And I was like, Laura, I don't want to go to work right now. And she's like, I don't care. Go to the office. That's what you're going to do. And you're going to build this company and you're going to build it as big as you want and bigger. And you're going to build it for you and for your daughter. Forget everything else. And, you know, she's not messing around. And she knew me inside and out. She knew every single area of my life at that point. And it was a year-long divorce. And obviously you don't hire Laura if things are peachy.
Going swimmingly.
If things are going well, you don't hire Laura. But, you know, I did. And she really, that taught, having her tell me that rather than, you know, we're going to fight the fight and you're going to take him for his money. Like, she also told me, she gave me the best advice. She was like, from now on, she's like, you are going to be friends with him. She's like, I know this guy. Like, you're going to be friends with him again, and you're going to love him, and you're going to be Julia's parents. All that matters right now is that you're Julia's parents. So you need to get over yourself and go to all the therapy, and you need to figure out how to be Julia's parents.
That was great advice.
Yes, man. Like, that girl, she's part lawyer, part therapist, you know? And so
I'm sure, I would hope most lawyers are, though.
I would hope so, too. I don't know. I think a lot of people drag it out.
Yeah,
but
I
she,
agree.
You know, there's money to be made. But that's her. She wrote a book. A great book. If you're going through a divorce, read Laura's book. It's called It Doesn't Have to Be That Way. That's her book. Read it. It's so good because her whole thing is like, divorce can be gnarly. It can be terrible. Here's what you need to do at the end of the day. It's great. And she has a lot of advice on parenting because she is a parent of two little boys.
So you took her advice.
I did.
You just tried to wrap up the divorce as quickly as you could so you could get back to work.
Yeah. And I was just telling the girls, I took Julia's dad, who I love today. If you go on my personal Instagram page, he is there. I love him. Like, he is my family. It took a good couple of years to get there, but he is, and he's a great dad. But in the divorce, I took his shares of the company and gave them to Julia. And so my little girl, who's 6, is my second largest shareholder.
That is wild.
Which is great. It's so great. And like, he, you know, it's funny now, but you know, it's like, it's, that's what we're building. I'm building this for her, you know, and she comes to our office and she comes to like work events and she feels very involved in the
but
company.
It is nice that it's a loving relationship, and it,
yeah.
And it's also nice for people to know it wasn't always that way.
No.
That emotions can change,
yes.
And especially with time during divorce,
yes.
It can be massive change.
Yes, and I didn't believe Laura when she said it, and she's like, Sarah, I've been doing this my entire career. Do you really think I'm lying to you, or do you think I would tell you this if it wasn't true? And I couldn't get my head around it, but you can go through like an emotional trauma, and you. If someone would have told me today the way I would feel about him now, I wouldn't have believed them. I really wouldn't have.
Right. It didn't seem possible.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. But it is. And, like, you can get over extraordinary hurt. And he hurt me and I hurt him. And it wasn't pretty. If it was pretty, we'd still be married. Or if it was fixable, we'd still be married. It wasn't. But I think it allowed both of us to, like, truly become our best selves. I don't know that I would be where I am today professionally or mentally if we had stayed married. And I don't know if he would be how awesome he is today if we had stayed married. I don't think we really brought out the best in each other.
Right.
You know?
Just because you love someone doesn't mean that that's the right person for you.
Yes. Like, love actually doesn't conquer all unless
no.
You're talking about your girlfriends.
I completely agree with you. And even sometimes
like,
with girlfriends.
Yes.
There are jealous girlfriends that really love you, but they try to bring you down and they don't mean bad. They're just jealous.
That can be too. And friend breakups are real.
It's
breakups
real.
Are okay. It's okay. You can have an adult breakup. They happen all the time.
They need to happen.
They do. You got to, like, your people have to spark joy.
It's, oh my gosh, Marie Kondo. I love that.
Love it. Yes. I mean, apply her strategy.
Yes, to life.
Spark joy. Apply that strategy to life,
right.
Man.
If people are not sparking joy in your life, it's time to move on.
Yeah. Or they might, you might go through real trauma with people you love, but they're doing the work.
Right,
they're doing
change.
Work to change, and they're breaking your heart with you, and you're watching them be heartbroken. That's okay, as long as they want to get to another side, you know.
And for you, how you did the work? You did therapy, meditation,
yeah.
Yoga.
Yeah, yeah. We had a really big work day today, and I dropped stuff in the middle of the day, and I just went and did hot yoga for an hour, and that helps me a lot. It's not a physical thing for me. It's very, very mental. So for me, I also take, if you follow my Instagram, if you go on Sarah Happy Herself, you're going to see a lot of bubble bath content because I take 2 bubble baths a day, even if it's just like 4 minutes. Like, I have a little girl, like, we go to school, drop off, you know, at 7:45 in the morning. But I will take like a 5-minute bubble bath in the morning, and then I'll take like a 5-minute bubble bath a night or a 2-hour-long bubble bath a night if I can.
When starting out a new business, it's a complete pain to get through the LLC part. Taylor Brands makes it 90% easier. It's easy and affordable to get your LLC with Taylor Brands. Taylor Brands offers all the legal requirements for LLCs, such as registered agent, annual compliance, EIN, operating agreement, business license and permits, and much more. Taylor Brands walks you through each step of building a successful business and has everything you need all in one place. Bookkeeping, invoicing, business licenses and permits, business documents, bank accounts, and so much more. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using this link, taylorbrands.com/confidence. That's taylorbrands.com/confidence. So get started today with Taylor Brands.
That helps keep me
sane. A 5-minute bubble bath does something
for you? What does it look like? Yeah, it's like, it's my reset. I think it's the way maybe some people just like meditate for 5 minutes at their work or they, I mean, I know moms that shut themselves in the bathroom for 5 minutes.
Just to escape children.
Just to escape children.
Yeah, no, I've heard of that too. You're right.
Yeah, it's like whatever your reset is. For me, that's like my reset. And I really do say it makes me a kinder person.
And you can feel the difference.
The minute I get into the bathtub, it's like, it's so mental. It all just like soaks away. For real, I just like wash the whatever it is off of me.
That's so interesting to me. I would never in my life think to take a bubble bath, ever.
No one does. And it seems really indulgent, or it seems like I'd be, you know, people are like, I'd be so bored in the bath. And I'm like, you'd be surprised. Like, that's also where all my good ideas for our company come. So I'm like, I always tell people, I'm like, if I haven't taken a bubble bath, like, I probably suck at work that day.
We have no new products.
We have no new products. I don't even, I don't know. I have nothing creative to add to this conversation if I haven't taken a bath. That's truly, it's where my first idea for the lip scrub came. And it's today still where my best ideas come from. I just sit there and think
so
of ideas.
Important. That for me, that was always running. And, you know, like you have, everybody has a different space, I feel like, that you can get into that you remember, hey, I have really good ideas when I do this.
Yes.
And the other thing for me is sleep. If I'm not sleep, if I'm sleep deprived, I'm not having good ideas.
Oh, man. I just read this book called Why We Sleep. And I think there is, like, also being a mom, tell me if you agree, I feel like there's stigma around sleep. Like, it's cool to not sleep if you're a mom.
Right.
I disagree. So I was telling one of my friends about this, and he was like, please read this book called Why We Sleep. And it talks about your brain and how bad everyone's brain needs sleep. Like, it's just biological.
Yeah.
So, like, nap with your child. Sleep. If you're a new mom, sleep. If you don't have children, I don't care. Let yourself sleep and don't feel guilty about it. And don't be a hero and be like, I only sleep 4 hours a night and I'm dope.
Right. No, it's the best version that you're going to get of yourself.
I agree. And it's only now, it's only within like the last year or so where I've been able to like not feel bad about like protecting my sleep.
It's so crazy that as human beings, we'd feel bad about doing something good for ourselves.
Right. I don't know where that came from. I think it's very American to be like, we work forever, you know, and like,
and we're so proud of it.
We're so proud of it. Like, I mean, in Europe, like they take 3 months off, you know, or they're done at work at three, you know, like, what are we doing?
Right.
You know?
No, our culture is definitely so not weird. In line with that. It's a little bit different. So tell me, what is the future for you, your future for your business?
I am so excited right now. We get to pretty much solve every lip problem you've ever thought of or haven't even identified, but you have. Like we're out to solve every lip problem. And the stuff that we have out right now, our lip scrubs, our lip slips, our oil, like our balms, all these things that we have out on our website right now, like our night cream for your lips, like they heal your lips. They repair your lips. They, like, I can look anybody in the eye when I go on QVC or when I go to Nordstrom, and I can tell anyone, like I can tell millions of people, like, I can solve the problem of chapped lips. You don't ever have to have chapped lips again if you do like two steps in our entire line. And what we get to do now is just roll out. We had a meeting the other day in the office where we decided what we were rolling out this year. And like, we don't even have room. We don't have enough months in the year to put out all the stuff that we have done. So like, we get to fill holes in the market still. We get to put out stuff that if you Google it for lips, it doesn't exist, which is really exciting. Because it seems like there's a product for everything.
Sure.
Like you're like, what's missing in the lip market?
Right.
The answer is a lot. I tell people, I'm like, if you think about an office where all anyone does is think about lips, that is literally all that's talked about in our office other than life and, you know, our period and our animals and our children. And politics. If you think about a company that's focused on one thing and doing it perfectly, or and our chemists are only focused on one thing and doing it perfectly, you're going to put out really good stuff. So we focus on one thing, lips, and doing that perfectly.
And you never thought to diversify. It's so interesting to me.
No. People ask that all the time. But my answer is, I know what's broken in the lip market. I also know what doesn't exist. Like, I put in my 10,000 hours, like, pretty early on in terms of, like, this space. I know this space. I'm not going to put out, like, a face exfoliant because I use Tatcha cleansing grains.
Right.
I'm not going to put out, like, a hand scrub because I already have one. Like, I use Josie Maran. Like, stuff is already out there. Or there are beautiful, like, body lotions and creams and ways to hydrate your body. And the lips are just a neglected market, even though there are a bazillion products out there. A lot of stuff doesn't work and it's not effective. So we're out to fix that.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited for you. I'm so
excited
to see a woman-led business that started with an idea and that you brought it to this scale. It's really exciting to see.
Thank you. Well, it takes a village, and there are tons of women behind me and men. We play with everyone, and now there are, which is incredible. It's a completely a dream come true. Not that it's always easy. Every day isn't like unicorns and rainbows. We have colossal fails or things that make my stomach drop. But you know, we focus on the, I think in our office, I think we're pretty positive and we all focus on the wins. Would you guys say so? Yeah.
There's, so where can everyone find you? They're going to want to know what products to get. How can people get a hold of you?
Okay, so our bestseller is the lip scrub. That's at sarahhapp.com. Everything lives on sarahhapp.com. That's where you're going to find every answer to every lip question you could ever think of. We also don't – I think we usually have everything in stock, even if other people are sold out. We make sure to take care of our site first. Maddie's saying sometimes we sell out. So sarahhapp.com. And then I'm a big lover of QVC. Like, people think you have to be a member or something to shop the site. They have incredible beauty. You can get Drybar there. You can get Tatcha. You can get Josie Maran. All my favorite beauty brands are there. Ulta is a big deal. You can get our stuff there. We do exclusives for them. And yeah, go to Sarah Happ. We're also on Amazon. So, yeah, you can prime
Amazon.
Us.
Yes, that's exactly how I found you. And I think it's important, especially with winter upon us and people that don't want to get lip injections and don't want to go to a dermatologist and they're afraid of doing something more serious, this is an alternative.
It is. And I think everyone has some issue with their lips. Like, people are like, oh, my lips are dry. I've yet to meet anyone who's like, oh, I think my lips are perfect and I've never struggled.
No.
So if you do nothing else, if you use the lip scrub and you use our lip slip or our dream slip, you're not going to have chapped lips. So that I can promise you. And then if you read our ingredients, like, they're serious. And they will actually plump your lips. They will actually build collagen over time. Like, we do. Like, our chemistry is serious now. What I started with in my kitchen is not what we have today. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's so cool. So I will be cheering you on the sidelines.
Thanks, girl.
And thank you so much for coming
on
today.
Thanks, girl. Thanks for having me. This was fun.
All right. Hang tight. We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm so glad you got a chance to meet Sarah and hear about her challenges, her success, and hopefully inspires you to go for more. One of the things when she walked out, she said to me, Heather, when I got to QVC, which is such a huge deal, it's such an amazing platform to drive revenue for anyone who's got products to sell. She was a rookie, and she said, I was intimidated. However, I had this agent that knew the business and knew to ask for the sun, the moon, and the stars because everybody else was asking for it, and now I was going to too. And that's exactly right. We need to ask for the sun, the moon, and the stars for us. Sometimes it may fall short, but at least we give it a shot. And I love that. I loved her confidence. I loved that she went in as a rookie and still was swinging for the fences. And that's exactly what I'm doing, and I hope you're doing too. Okay, so as you know, I love answering your questions. Well, on my flight to LA last week, being on a flight that long can be brutal. So one of the things I've been doing is, and I'm going to do it again today on my flight to New York, is I go to my Insta story and I do a question opportunity where I post, I'm on a flight, I'll answer anything. And so I was answering a lot of questions around when people struggle with confidence and what they can do. And I wanted to share some of that feedback with you. So this question was, when do you struggle the most with your confidence? And someone said work events. And I said, just remember that you got the job and you got that invite because you deserve and warrant to be there. If they didn't think you would add value, you wouldn't have been invited. Now just show up as you. You know, that's really taking the pressure off, and it's really simple, but I think sometimes we forget we warrant that seat in the meeting. I hear a lot of times people say, I don't want to speak up at work events. I don't want to speak up in a meeting. You are occupying a seat. You need to warrant that seat. You've been invited because they want to hear your opinion. You know, that's on you. Just be you. Take the pressure off. And I remember days early on when I was very young in meetings, I would stay quiet because I was scared people would think my idea was dumb or stupid or maybe I'm not smart enough. We all have our own weird things in our head story that we might be telling ourselves. But eventually I practiced and I got myself ready to contribute. I would give myself a challenge, one idea meeting. I'd start with that and I'd raise my hand and I didn't die. I lived through it. And, you know, then one day actually someone said, great idea. And then from there, I started building momentum and raising my hand a couple times a meeting and then three multiple times. And then whenever I felt like it. And that's really where you want to get. But it all starts with raising your hand that first time. When do you struggle most with your confidence? When opportunities you pursue don't meet your expectations. This is interesting to me. I simply think that's a redirect, which means it's time to pursue something bigger. Something bigger for you. Just keep going towards your vision and your goals. You know, expectations that we have, you know, where are those being set from? I'm not sure exactly, but if you're not happy with it, or if you feel like things aren't as good as you want, that's on you to take action and go after something else. That's a pivot moment to say, okay, this wasn't big enough. This isn't doing it. Okay, here, you know, what's that next thing? Okay, another person writes in, I feel or struggle with my confidence most when I am alone. And so to that person, I say, oh my gosh, meditate, exercise, sit down and do breathing exercises, journal, work on your affirmations, work on your inner voice. There's so much you can do for you when you're alone. And that's a great growth opportunity. I remember the idea of sitting at home alone and staying in used to be crazy to me. I would never do that. And it's probably because I was scared to just sit with my own thoughts. And I know it's really helped me as an adult, as a mother, and probably in business as well. The more I can just sit and be at peace, not having to be going all the time, which that can be hard if you're a type A overachiever. So it is good to practice some things that make you feel uncomfortable. So if that does, and it definitely did for me for a while, it's good to step into it. That's, you know, anytime we step into fear or uncomfort, those are growth moments. Oh, this is a good one. When do you struggle most with your confidence? When I don't have money. Oh, holla to that one. Revenue solves all problems. I've focused my life on this. Focus on what you can create, sell, a new service, or a way to upsell your existing offerings, or a way to reach more targets. Now get moving, right? So there's so many opportunities there. It's like when I went to work for myself. Initially, the first step I wanted to take, I said, I need a product to sell. And that's why I wrote my book, Confidence Creator. So once I had that product up and running, it was all about promoting that product. How can I increase the audience and the opportunities to convert this book into sales, into revenue? And that led me to my speaking career. I didn't know that was going to happen. So that was a new revenue stream and new business. So additional revenue. So then I would look at those two revenue streams and say, where is my time best spent? On a $15,000 speaking engagement or selling my $20 book. I think my time is better spent on a $15,000 speaking engagement. So then I pivoted slightly. I'm constantly reevaluating my business model, constantly reevaluating how can I be more efficient with and effective with my time? How can I drive more revenue and bring more value to my audience? And it's really important to continue to take looks at your business model, at the value you have, and how can you expand it, reach more people, offer more products and or upsell and create better products. So definitely pick your head up to take a look at how you could improve, innovate, or create that version 2.0 of your business. This is a good one. I'm a golf pro, so if I'm not at my best, it's my thoughts that really affect me, and I know I can change it. And I responded to this person because I have worked with people in sports. The biggest difference in an all-star in the NBA versus a regular player is how they see themselves. Our thoughts are the easiest thing to change. Swipe up from my five-step strategy. And where I'm leading that person is the five-step strategy is my TEDx talk. If you haven't seen it yet, it's 10 minutes. And I walk you through exactly how I created confidence through my very innovative five-step process and how you can too. It's very cool. Just go to YouTube, type in Heather Monahan TEDx. Oh gosh, this is a great one. When do you struggle most with your confidence? When my boss is treating me terribly. Well, I have been there. I've got you on this one. It's time to take action and leave. Your confidence will skyrocket. I always go back to that day that woman thought she fired me. I actually had fired my villain. And I will tell you, my confidence took off. It was unbelievable. When you are surrounded by negative people trying to hold you down or hold you back and you decide to pull the trigger and get rid of them, you literally take off. So get ready to take off, work on your confidence, cut those negative people out of your life, especially a boss that's treating you badly. No, thank you. Not this decade, not in this life. Okay. When I start getting focused on results and get too much in my head. Well, I like my answer for this one. When you focus on helping others, you get out of your head. This goes back to a lot of people will say, I have a hard time promoting myself. When you make things about helping other people instead of focusing so much on you, these things are much easier to take on. So make it about serving others, make it about helping others. And I'll tell you, when I got involved in charity work, gosh, it's been probably, I don't know, 14, 15 years ago, I really got involved. I got involved with City or Charity. I joined the board. My life opened up and changed for the better. A lot of great opportunities came to me. That was when I started speaking on very different stages, you know, years ago. And it really started to teach me about something that was going to add value to my future, even though I didn't realize it yet. So if there's any way you can serve and help others, you don't have to join a charity or be on a board. I'm just giving you the background on what I did. But, you know, any way that you can help others, make something about helping others, serving others, and investing in others, it's a way for you to break through some of your own personal holdbacks. And it might also open your eyes to some really amazing things about yourself that you haven't seen yet. Okay, this is good. I struggle with my competence when I say the wrong thing all the time. This stemmed from a bad relationship. So I said, congratulations, you got out of the bad relationship. It's time to rewrite that inner talk, swipe up for my strategy. And again, I'm sending them to my TEDx talk. So, you know, I'd love it if you join in on my Insta story. I will be again on a plane and answering your questions. But what I want you to know is that so many people struggle with confidence. In fact, I don't know anyone who doesn't, right? It's not talked about often, but anytime we put ourselves in a new situation, we're going to struggle a little bit. I'm going into an unknown situation in New York right now. Luckily, my great friend gave me these opportunities, but I don't really know what I'm walking into. I just know that showing up is the answer, right? And I know taking action is the answer. Going bigger is the answer, and showing up as me. And I've only learned these things, you know, I'm 45 years old now. I've really only learned these things in the past couple years. So trying to share some knowledge with you so that you can apply it to your life. Do you remember when you started your small business? Oh, I remember when I started mine. It was no small feat. Absolutely not. It took a lot of late nights, early mornings, and the occasional all-nighter. Yep, yep, and yep. Bottom line, you've been insanely busy ever since. Why not make things easier on you? Well, our friends at FreshBooks have a solution. FreshBooks invoicing and accounting software is designed specifically for small business owners. It's simple, intuitive, and keeps you way more organized than a dusty shoebox filled with crumpled up receipts. Create and send professional looking invoices in 30 seconds and then get them paid 2 times faster with automated online payments. File expenses even quicker and keep them perfectly organized for tax time. That sounds like a great idea. And the best part, FreshBooks grows alongside your business. So you'll always have the tools you need when you need them without ever having to learn the ins and outs of accounting. I love this. Join the 24 million people who've used FreshBooks. Try it for free for 30 days. No catch and no credit card required. Go to FreshBooks.com/confidence and enter creating confidence in the how did you hear about us section to get started. So get started. It's 2020, people. It's time for some changes, and we need to make some positive changes to improve our year, improve this decade. I keep thinking about that image that we all have from the beginning of last decade till the end of 19, how far we've come. I did something on my Instagram showing my speaking in 2010 versus 2019. Holy cow, seismic difference. I'm so proud of the growth that I had as a speaker. And it's so cool to use a decade as that barometer to kind of measure our growth. So now starting off, here we are, we're like day one, it's January 2020. Can you imagine the growth that we're going to have from today till 2029? I cannot imagine. And let's try to manage the wrinkles. That's really the other thing that just popped into my head. Oh my gosh, I seriously have issues. Okay, from A&E, the creators of Cold Case Files, comes your next true crime podcast, Obsessions, PD Stories. Every week, law enforcement professionals join host Tom Morris Jr. from America's Most Wanted and Live PD to share their experiences, insights, and perspective on policing. You are not going to want to miss this show. Be sure to subscribe on Podcast One, Apple Podcasts, and many other podcast apps so you can get the new episodes every week. Oh my gosh, there's so many amazing shows out there, PD Stories now. So check it out.
Thank you so much for being here with me this week. I am so looking forward to this trip. I can't wait to share with you what happened next week. I know for one thing, saying yes is the right answer when you feel it in your bones, when you feel excited, and I'm feeling really excited about this trip. So I'm hoping you've got big things that you're saying yes to this week. I'm hoping you're taking action to move your business forward and to create that improved version of yourself, which I'm chasing down every day. Can't wait to see you next week. And please, when you share the podcast on social media, I will always repost it. And when you send me a DM screenshot of your review on Apple Podcasts, I will buy you my $299 confidence video course as a big thank you. It helps so, so much. Until next week, keep creating confidence. Hi, I'm here to tell you about a new podcast that I am so excited about, Negotiate Your Best Life, hosted by Rebecca Zung, a part of the Yap Media Network. As a globally renowned narcissist negotiation expert and an attorney recognized by U.S. News as a best lawyer in America, Rebecca shares her invaluable insights and strategies for navigating life's toughest negotiations. By drawing from her own experiences and the wisdom of her high-profile guests, such as Bob Proctor, Mark Victor Hansen, John Gordon, and Rebecca delivers empowering advice that will inspire you to reclaim control of your life. Negotiate Your Best Life is all about how to negotiate your way to greatness. She provides practical guidance on how to break free from toxic relationships, stand up against injustice, and transform chaos into freedom, possibility, and purpose. Many times, the first negotiation you do is with your own in the morning. In the morning is when you wake up, and that's when Negotiate Your Best Life is time for you. It's about to find your way to greatness, conquering obstacles, and creating the life you truly deserve. Get ready to slay, thrive, and unlock your full potential. Don't believe me? I'm going to go ahead and share some of the reviews that are out there so you can hear and you can believe too. You have helped me so much these last few weeks. I was with a narcissist for 2 years. She drove me to the point I wanted to take my own life. Listening to you has made a massive difference, and now I know what I'm with. Thank you, Rebecca. Now the recovery. Thank you for gifting the knowledge to believe in myself again. You have unknowingly helped me legally represent myself through criminal, federal, and civil court proceedings with a narcissist. There would be so many people around the world that you're helping without even knowing, like me. You saved my life. Emma, 35 years old, Australia. If you are ready to stand up against injustice and transform the chaos in your life into freedom, possibility, and purpose, then check out Negotiate Your Best Life now. Subscribe to Negotiate Your Best Life with Rebecca Zung on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform.